with 11 arrests. That was we made 3 arrests on those vehicle thefts, because they did all 11 of those.
And this isn't stealing the car.
Yes,
this
they
is
actually
stealing items.
No,
out
they
of the car?
actually stole the vehicles. We had 11 vehicles that were stolen by 3 individuals involved.
Wow.
Yes, and two of those vehicles had guns in them. Those were stolen as well, but we have recovered those guns and we have recovered all of the vehicles.
Okay.
And made those arrests.
Okay.
We had 15 thefts with 10 arrests, and that's just general theft. It could be shoplifting, something that was stolen from a home outside, you know, bicycle, something to that effect. So it's just a general theft. Fraud, identity thefts, we had 5 reports with 0 arrest. That we talked about earlier will be on next month's stats, because that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we had five of those reports with 0 arrest, and they're still doing investigations on those. We had 32 drug reports with 32 arrests.
That seems a little high, isn't it?
And it is, compared to last month, we had 26. So it's up just a little bit.
What kind of drugs are we seeing in Fairhope?
Just a little bit of everything. We're still seeing fentanyl out there, which is just about attached to everything. We're still seeing prescription drugs, and meth, and it's just a variety. Public intox, we had 2 reports with 2 arrests, 91 failure to appears with 91 arrests. That number is up. Last month it was 58. So we have officers that are out there working some of our warrant detail and just trying to clear up some of that stuff.
So these are people that were supposed to come to court.
Correct. And most of them are traffic.
Right.
They just didn't show back up for, you know, traffic. And then the magistrates issue a warrant for their arrest.
And that digs a deeper hole?
Yes.
For them, right?
It does. I mean, encourage people to come to court, plead their case, and or pay their fines, or, you know, like I said, most of them are traffic. We had 15 DUI reports with 15 arrests. We had 1 alcohol under 21 with 2 arrests. And again, we had 2 people on 1 report, mm-hmm. So that's why. We had 3 leaving the scene of an accident. We haven't made any arrest on that. We do go back and look at those. If there's video, we try to pull video from wherever, if it's available, and try to, you know, identify the vehicle that's at fault, and then try to, you know, help the victim get some restitution. Criminal mischief, we had 12 reports with 2 arrests. We had 1 burglary, no arrest on that. 7 resisting reports with 7 arrests. Breaking and entering vehicle, we had 3 reports. We have not made any arrest on that, and those are going to be unlocked vehicles.
Okay.
So for the month of August, we had 2,181 calls for service, generated 237 total reports with 252 offenses. We had 129 arrests that generated 199 total charges, and accidents, which were up, 103 accidents, 9 with injuries, 14 private property.
Wow, these are car accidents.
Yes. Yeah, so last month we had 78.
And I see August a year ago, there were 80.
Correct. So, I mean, and what I've been seeing on past monthly reports, 80 is a good general number that we deal with. So, you know, we got a lot of people on the street. So, and like I said, we talked earlier, traffic is a big
mm-hmm.
complaint. So
mm-hmm.
to see 103 is not surprised. I'm not surprised.
So folks just need to slow down and be careful and
yes.
be patient.
Yes. definitely be patient.
We're speaking with Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead here on Swap Shop, and you've also got a couple of other special events and activities you want to mention? I mean, a football season?
Yes. So we started our Citizens Academy this week. Yes. Tuesday night was our first night. We have, if I'm not mistaken, I think we've got 35 participants in the class. Great class. We've had great reviews on the last 2 that we have. I did want to mention that we will have another one in January. So we're going to open up applications for that in October. I don't know exactly the date, but we'll try to keep everyone posted and keep reminding people that, you know, to apply online or, you know, but it'll open up in October. But some of the things that we do, it gives our participants an inside look at our police department. It gets them to interact with the officers. I think our investigative, I know that our investigative division is going to actually do like a mock crime scene this time and have the participants come in and help them solve the crime.
Fun.
So,
and so it's interesting.
Yes, and they actually get to do a ride-along at some point. It's just very interesting, and people just love to come in and they get to know us and interact with us and just get to know the behind the scenes, you know, of what their police department does. We also had our first home football game last Friday night, and we have our next one, and it is a home football game, starts at 7 tomorrow night. So we'll make sure that we mention that. And the next thing, we have a homecoming parade that's going to be on the 21st. And that's just something that they didn't do the homecoming parade. This is the first homecoming parade they've had in years.
Mm-hmm.
We did have the bonfire. So the homecoming parade, and then they'll have a bonfire right after that down at the pier area.
So they will close part of downtown for the parade, which is going to be really cool. It's the 100th anniversary.
Yes.
And there are floats for every decade.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just the football players and the cheerleaders and whatnot, there's going to be a float for every decade with someone or some people on them that attended in that decade.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see that. Yeah, we're really excited to see it. And then, of course, the last thing I did want to mention is that this is National Hurricane Preparedness Month. And we have been working with our community and the Nix Center to help get our community ready for any storms that may be coming in our area.
Yeah, for those that are newer to the area, they need to know about having a stockpile of supplies and medicines and a plan in place, right?
That is correct. So, but other than that, we just have a lot. We're busy. The police department's busy, and we just keep going.
Y'all do an excellent job, and we really appreciate all your service. And I love seeing how every now and then you post a thank you where someone has brought you a case of Gatorades or some cookies or donuts, and that's just lovely to have the support of the community.
Yes, our community really supports us, and we couldn't be more thankful for that.
Also saw yesterday that it was been 113 years since the first female law enforcement officer was hired in the United States. And here you are. You've been our chief now how many years?
5 years.
5 years.
Yes.
And several other women on the force.
That's correct. Julie Joyner, who is one of our corporals in patrol, and Brittany Jackson, who is one of our investigators.
It says women represent only 10% of law enforcement today.
Yes, wow. It is, and we need more women. And we're taking applications, too. So we've got, you can go onto our fairhope.gov website and apply, and we encourage... just encourage people. We're actually going to take applications for non-certified. So that means we'll send you to the training academy.
So if you've dreamed of being in law enforcement, here's your opportunity.
Absolutely. And we have dispatch positions available. We have a corrections position available and several patrol officers.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. And I know this is budget time.
Yes.
The city council is going to be approving a new budget pretty soon. Anything on your wish list that we might want to know about for the upcoming year?
Well, I mean, vehicles are always something that we ask for. So we have put vehicle replacements in our budget. I did ask for we're trying to maybe some part-time police officers to help us out in our downtown area. Again, I mean, to help be around with our merchants, the you know, CBD, to help just walk around, be seen. Let's see, what else? Vehicles are always the biggest thing,
right?
That we do, and then just our normal stuff. I mean, we try to be reasonable.
Yeah.
And you, in our request.
I know last year or this year, you've got some of that new high-tech training where you're doing more in-house training.
Yes, we are. Yeah. And we've got our virtual thing, you know, simulator that we have now that we use. And that reminds me, we are actually getting ready to move into our Greeno substation. We've been calling a precinct, but it's going to be Greeno Road substation. We are actually in the process of moving computers and everything over right now. So I'm expecting that we will be up and in that building no later than the end of next week.
Oh, how exciting.
Maybe sooner. So we're trying to stay on top of that. We've got between Public Works helping us, our IT department trying to help us get in there. We're going to be able to put our patrol division in there. They can respond from that area, be able to get in and out, and then also have an opportunity for our community, our citizens, to go there for services instead of having to try to find a place downtown to park.
Right.
To go in and make a report, they'll be able to go to that area or to that building and meet with an officer and make their reports.
And that's right next to Sonic, isn't it?
That is correct. Just south of Sonic, just north of Nichols.
It's been a church, but years ago it was Wolf Bayview.
Yes. Yeah. Which is kind of freaks people out.
Well, it's completely redone by now. All right. Well, thank you so much, Chief.
Thank you.
Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead joining us here on Swap Shop since we couldn't accommodate our regular second Wednesday of the month.